Is Yuma Daf Mem Dalad, and we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Let's start with the Gemara right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had mentioned the continuous avoda that is taking place on the in the Lifnai v'Lifnim, the Kohen Gadol. Well, we're almost there. The Kohen Gadol goes and shechs again. The vidui is done on the par, and then he goes to do the hagrala on the seirim. Then he comes back and does the second vidui on the par, and then he shechs the par, and then he gives the blood to someone, or the blood is given to someone who is stirs it while he does the maisa of the ktores, as was starting to be described in yesterday's Mishnah. The differences between the ktores of the whole year and the ktores of Yom Kippur. We mentioned the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Once the ktores of Yom Kippur is unique, do we say that the regular ktores that is done today also has these characteristics, or it's only that of Yom Kippur? So that we saw as a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. We mentioned the differences between the Kohen Gadol, maybe the whole year, according to Rabbi Yehuda, versus the other Kohanim, how he went up the Mizbeach, and what he used to be Mekadesh Ad HaBaraglav, all the differences. So now the Gemara goes back to the original point in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Lashon was that after the Kohen Gadol shechs the par, and we mentioned in Machlokas, we showed him whether he just does the beginning of the Shechita, like he did by the Karban Tamid, or he has to finish it. The Ritva's Diuk that the Kohen Gadol has to finish it, and that he doesn't say that. Umerko Acher. So Shachto, V'kibab Mimizak Asdamo, he does Kabbalah Sadam, and he gives it to a Mimaris. And where does the Mimaris stand? Al Rovad HaRevi'i Shebehechal. On the fourth step in the Heichal, Kadesh Liko, so it doesn't congeal. So in the Heichal, the fourth step in the Heichal, says the Gemara, nobody's allowed to be in the Heichal. V'haksiv, V'chal Adam Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed. Nobody's allowed to be in the Heichal. So what do you mean he waits in the Heichal? So Amar Rav Yehuda Tani Shel Heichal. What it really means is outside the Heichal. From the Heichal, the fourth step, that's what it means. Rashi says, Kishe Yotze Min HaHeichal La Azara. When you go out of the Heichal, into the Azara, then you start counting the Rovdim, and it's the fourth one. So it means going out of the Heichal and not in the Heichal. 2 points to mention. Number one, the Rishonim here discuss right outside the Heichal is the Ulam. That's the anteroom. If we're going west to east, and we're going east of the Heichal, so you have the anteroom, and then you have the Azara. So is this in the anteroom? Is this in the Ulam? That's where he's standing? Or does here, is the Ulam considered part of the Heichal? We're going to have, as Rav Amnon Beis, a machlokas, whether the Ulam and the Heichal have one Kedusha or two Kedushos. Is the Ulam more connected to the Azara? Is the Ulam more connected to the Heichal? See, if the Ulam is more connected to the Heichal, so maybe you could say this means outside even the Ulam, because the Ulam is kind of considered like the Heichal, and that's what we would have thought. If not, it's a Chiddush. You might say that the Isser of Lo Yiyah Ba'ol Moed might only apply to the actual Heichal, but the Ulam has different Kedusha, and one might be there. The Ritva does quote a girsa, which we don't have, and he rejects, that shall tenish shall azara. Not tenish shall heichal, but tenish shall azara, and that would solve the problem, but he says nobody has his girsa. Says, so that's why I'm not ready to change it. Point number one. Point number two, to mention, we had Tosfos here says, sounds like he would allow the ulam, based on a Gemara that Beis Hashem will have later today. But a couple of questions here. Number one, there is a Yerush, first they ask a question of the Meiri. The Meiri asks here, why do we need a special pasuk to teach me that nobody's allowed to go into the Heichal during the Haktaras Torah, during the Avoda there? There's a separate din, there's a pasuk that you're not allowed to have any Be'er Kanis. You're not allowed to go into places you're not allowed to go into for nothing. I'm allowed to just take a teal inside the Heichal one day, and I want to see what the menorah looks like today. Even if I'm a Kohen, I'm not going to just walk in for no reason. Forget the Kodesh Kodashim. So ask the Miri, what do you need a specific pasuk? Kol Adam lo yiyah ba'ol moed, lavalo chayv ala biya ho'avol shalo letzorech avodi. Says, why do I need a special pasuk here? So the Miri answers, efshar she'enu chayv ela b'derech biya. Ratzalomar derech pesach ha'mizrach. Maybe you're only chayev by coming straight through the door on the east side. But if you tunnel in a way, like we saw, remember, from the Amgushi, Daf Lamed Hei, back by the Beis HaParva, if you try to tunnel in, so maybe there's no Isser, because the Isser is the Maisa Knisa, not being there. So he says maybe that's what this includes, even just being there, and not just the Knisa itself. So that's the Meiri. But the others say, maybe there's another answer. And that is, I'll read it from Rav Salvechik has it, but there are others that have it as well. Rav Chaim Perlau also suggests the following about the halacha of the iser of anybody being in the ohel moed. Rav Soloveitchik says, I have a raya brura that this is not, two raya bruras, that this is not an iser on the gavra to go in while the avoda sapnim is being done. The iser is a function of the avoda itself. The avoda does not allow anybody else inside, separate from the gavra, who is not allowed to go in. It's the avoda that does not allow anybody inside. It says, number one, small raya is where the Rambam puts this halacha. The Rambam puts the halachas of nobody being inside in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim and in Hilchas Tzvidin Musafin, not in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. Hilchas Bias Mikdash has all the halachas of the Isure Knisa in the Beis HaMikdash. A Tami is not allowed to go inside certain places, and Vechulu and the other Isurim. But the Rambam doesn't have it there in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, number one. But then he quotes from his father, he quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, for that a raya atzuma, a huge raya, he calls, that it's shalom nikva kan iser gavra to be a smikdash, el adin besedev itzuras avoda, she tzricha lehispatzea beheder kol adam. What's the raya? We've mentioned this before, a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Perek Aleph, halacha hey, v'kol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, v'vol ha'kaper ba'kodesh v'atzei so, afilu osan shekasuv bohen, udmus pneihem pnei adam, even malachim, even angels, lo yiu ba'ol moed, are not allowed to be in there. Now that's what we discussed earlier, back in the earlier Gemara, when one of the stooky Kohen Gadols went in, and then he came out and he had a mark on his face, and they didn't know what it was, so it was an eye, nobody's allowed to be in there, so we discussed that then too. But the Yerushalmi said, not even malachim. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, ask Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlet, what, malachim are subject to Yisurim? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a scorecard for malachim also? What do you mean that a malach is not allowed to be inside? So the answer is that it's not a din in the Gavra Malach. Well, it's not a Malach. Not a din in the Malach. It's a din that no being is allowed to be inside during the Avoda. Applies to people and applies to Malachim. And that's how you could apply it here. And maybe that's the answer to the Meiri's question. What do you need a separate pasuk here? Isn't it just the regular issur of going in? Yeah, but this is not regarding going in. And this may be what the Meiri means. Even if you went in some other way, that you don't violate an iser, you tunneled in, you went, you made your own hole in the wall, still there's an iser here, because it's part of the chelik of the definition of the avoda. Not a din in an iser on the gavra to go in, and that is why you quote this unique pasuk by Yom Kippur. It answers the Meiri's question, it answers how you could apply it to malachim, and it gives us a new understanding into the iser of v'chal adam lo yihyeh ba'ohel mo'ed. And that answers a third question, by the way, as well, and that is Rav Soloveitchik also says, why the monia mitzvahs don't count it as a separate iser. They don't count it as a separate lo yihyeh ba'ohel mo'ed. Sounds like an iser daraisa. Sounds like you should count it as a lav, one of the 365. They don't. It's not counted. It's a prat in the avoda. Says, and that's why it is not counted separately. So all three questions are answered. The Meiri's question, how could it apply to Malachim? And why don't the Monia Mitzvahs count it? All because it's a din in the Avoda. It's part of the definition. The Avoda must be done without any other being inside. Only the Kohen Gadol. And even some of the Bali Jewish say, and there's nobody inside, because the Kohen Gadol himself is not even like a person on that day. So, whatever that means. But that's the important ha'ara regarding this Isser. Okay. The Nafka Mina is, do you get Malkus? Do you get Isser Kares? Do you get Malkus? It could be, like, is it called a Maisa Aveir? I mean, you violated, you've maybe been Mechal of the Avoda. But how you looked at it on a personal level.
The Havamina was that there were rows of stone literally inside.
The Havamina is that it was in the Hechal. In the Hechal. There are rows on the bottom. There are tiles on the bottom of the Hechal, just like there are tiles on the bottom of the outside of the, not in the Kodesh Kodashim. He's not in the Kodesh Kodashim, but in the Hechal. Well, he shechs the blood, he leaves it. Where does he leave it? So he leaves it, we assume now he left it in the Azara, or maybe in the Ula. But the Havamina was that maybe it was, it says Shem Hechal. So we think it's a Heichal. So we'll talk more about the Kedusha of the Heichal as I'm coming up. Okay. So if it's a Tzarech Avoda, so what Tzarech? Say, so Tzarech Avoda means you have to do it. You have to do it there. So the fact that he's Memari's there, it doesn't have to be Memari's there, unless you want to say it's part of the Chulshet the Kohen Gadol. So he does it there, so it's very close. God has to go back anyway for the blood of the Seir, and he's going out to get the Ketores. But you're right, it may be. We could have said it was a Tzorech Avoda. But even if it is, maybe this is saying, even if it is a Tzorech Avoda, still it's not allowed. Because this is an overriding definition of the Avoda. Tana Rabbana, last line. Now we're going to talk about this Yisra a little bit. V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'ol moed. Yachol afilu ba'azara. You might think that this applies when the Kohen Gadol is maktir the Ketores. Lefnai v'lefnim. Nobody is allowed to be in the Azara even. Tam alomar ba'ol moed. No, it means the Ol Moed, which we understand is the Heichal, right? In the Ol Moed, which is in the Mishkan, that's all they had. They only had the Heichal with the Yerios above it. So, ainly Ela ba'Ol Moed Sheba Midbar. This is only in the Midbar. Shilo Ubeis Olam Minayin. First of all, how do I know to apply this to all of the Mishkans in Shilo and to Beis Olamim, which is Beis HaMikdash, right? There are many names to the Beis HaMikdash, which, you know, each one gives us a different message. Beis Olamim, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaBchira, right? Three different ideas and different parshios in the Torah refer to it in different ways, right? In Truma, we have Asuli Mikdash, B'Shachati B'Socham. In Re'ei, HaMakom HaSheh Yivchar HaShem, it's Beis HaBchira. Each one has a different message and idea that we have. So here we have Beis Olamim, the eternal home. So fine, we know it's in the Mishkan, but how do I know it's also in Shiloh? Meaning, once the Mishkan comes into Eretz Yisrael, and it's in Shiloh for 369 years, Ubeis Olamim, how do I know it applies there too? Tamalomar Bakodesh. Bakodesh, any holy area. Tosfos here points out, from Gemara's all over, sometimes we have a halacha, and if you know it by one of these Mekomos Mekudashim, it applies to all. But for every halacha, you need a separate makar about Karban Chatos by Mishkan and by Mikdash. You always need separate makaros? So here we have, for the Isra of Bia B'Sha'as Ketores, you need two separate sources. Well, even though you know it by Mishkan, you would have thought by Mikdash, it doesn't apply. So Tosfos has trouble trying to figure out when is there a rule that you could apply. You have by one, and you apply it everywhere. So there's no real rule. Tosfos does say that sometimes the Gemara says, of course the Gemara in Shavuos, that you might not have said it. Like, why would you be Mechalev to Mikdash and Mishkan? So Tosfos has an interesting line. Tosfos says, if you look about halfway down in the skinny lines, Tosfos says, Dikasaf Mikdash Hava Amina Dinhu to Tami Shenichnas the Mikdash Chayev. What about a Tami going into the base of Mikdash? Tosfos says, a Tami going into the base of Mikdash should be Chayev. Shari Isuro Isur Olam. The base of Mikdash is eternal. That obviously is what makes it very chamor. Via Filu Basar Dinafil Mechitza Chayev and Alamaka Mishum Toma. Even Bizman Azet. Right, we can't go on to where the Kodesh Kodashim is. So that makes the Mikdash very chamur, that it has eternal Kedusha. The effects are eternal. But what about the Mishkan? We generally know, I think I mentioned this last year, we know almost exactly where the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Right, we know exactly where the size, and we mentioned the unbelievable raya that the archaeologists have, that we know the halacha was that you could eat kachikalam b'chal haroeh, in all the area where you could see the Mishkan. And in the place where they think the Mishkan was, right, Mishkan Shiloh, in all the mountains around that area, they have found shards of kli cheres. On that, all the sides. You just go over the mountain range on all the sides, there's nothing there. You don't find any cheres. And that's exactly Raya Mechrachas. Because once something is absorbed of a carbon, it's no sar, and you have to break it. And that's why, B'chol HaRoeh, that's why in all these places. Just on the other side, you aren't allowed to eat the Kachi Kalam, because you couldn't see the Mishkan. And that's why there's nothing there. Right, Dafke, in this area, where they see, so they know where it is. So we're allowed to walk there tonight. We're allowed to walk exactly where the Kodesh Kadashim was, if we knew exactly. So you're allowed to do that. So, says Tosfos, that's why the Mikdash is more chamur. On the one hand. But then on the other hand, you also have the Mishkan. V'ikasav Mishkan, continues Tosfos, about the tenth to last skinny line or so. Dinu shechayiv alav, lefisha nimshach b'shevena mishcha. The Mishkan was anointed with a special oil. V'asr ligabo betuma afilu kashehu mefurak. And you weren't allowed to touch it even when it was not put together. The Achronim point out where Tosfos gets that from. Aval avnei heichal shenashru mutar ligabahem betuma. But if you have a stone of the Heichal that after it was taken apart, it was broken off, it loses its Kedusha. Right? Mutar ligabah betuma. So Tosfos says, there are chumras lakan ulakan. And one has to know exactly what type of halacha. There was knisa betuma. Here it's talking about also a knisa, maybe many of the knisa halachos. The going in, you can't learn one from the other, because there's different types of kedusha by the Mishkan and the Mikdash. When it comes to avoda of karbanos, that's more fluid that you can learn one from the other. Because what's the difference? A chatas is a chatas, and an avoda is an avoda, and the kiyar is the kiyar. But here, going from one place to another place, maybe that's where the focus is, that you need different sources for Mikdash and for Mishkan. Keep in mind, if you ever want to look up the structure, we mentioned this in the shiur yesterday, if you want to look up the structure of all of these holy places, the Mishkan is in Truma, Bayis Rishon is in Malachim, Bayis Sheni is in Mishnayis in Midos, and Bayis Shlishi is in Yecheskel. Right, so each one of the places describe a different base of Mikdash and a different Mishkan. Also is pointed out by the Mefarshim, the Mishkan was never destroyed. We call it Churban Shiloh in some of the keynotes we say on Tisha B'Av, but we don't have any evidence that there was, the Aron was taken, and that it stopped being used. They put it away. They don't use it anymore. But there was never a real Churban. The Svarno, I think, said at the beginning of Ayakel, that's what makes the Mishkan very unique, that it was never destroyed. It was never destroyed, unlike the Beis HaMikdash, which was burned down. But the Mishkan was never. That's also a uniqueness of the Mishkan. Okay, so we have, we know it by Mikdash, we know it by Mishkan. Just one other Ha'ara, the Mikdash David says, why do we only learn Teshila? What about the other places where the Mishkan stood? What about Nov? What about Givon? He discusses also. Sometimes you apply it to all places where the Mishkan was, and sometimes you apply it to only to Shiloh. He suggests that it could be that in Nov and Givon, this whole avoda was not done. Lifnai v'lifnim is only where there is an Aron, or where there is supposed to be an Aron. But where Nov and Givon, where there was a Bama Gedola, they brought Karbanas there, that wasn't called a Makom Shel Ha'aron, and therefore the Avodas, Lefnai V'Lefnim, for those not too many years in between, he suggests that the Avoda was not done that day. He says, the Lok Tani Kemo Bechol Duchti Shilo Nov and Givon, Ubeis Olamim, Mishum De Benov and Givon Lo Hayu Hazaos Bein Abadim. The Ein Hamakom Mekudash LaKodesh. V'chein Yesh Lomar Tiav Ktoris Lefnai V'Lefnim Lo Haya Kiva De Ein Hamakom Mekudash LaKodesh Ein Lo Toras Kachay Kachim. That's his chiddush about Nov and Givon. He has other rise to that as well. Either way, that's the Mikdash David Sa'ara. We continue. Says the Gemara now. So we know the Isser of Lo Yavo Bal Moed applies to the Mishkan. Ainli ella b'shas haktara. So fine, I only know it applies by the special, unique avodas haktaras. B'shas matan dami minayin. How do I know? By the special hazaos of dam. We know the dam that took place in the Kodesh Kodashim and also outside the Kodesh Kodashim. How do I know that nobody's allowed to be around? Also then, tamalomar bivo ola chaper. And the hazaos bring kapara. So you know they're included too. Ein li ela b'knisa, so I only know when he's inside and he's doing it. B'yitzias ominayin, tamalomar atse so. Until he goes out, so you know the whole process. When he goes in to when he goes out, that's the limud. V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso, uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. So why that order? Kapara, we'll read our girsa. The grunt takes out the middle words, but we are girsa, kaparaso kodemes, le kaparas beso, kaparas beso, le kodemes, le kaparas achiv hakoanim, le kaparas achiv hakoanim, kodemes, le kaparas kal Yisrael. It goes in order, and that is, the grunt takes out the middle one, probably because there is no separate kaparas beso besides himself. Right? We know there are three viduis. But those are the three. You always do yourself first, and then do the others. That's what we had yesterday, right? The Gemara right before the Mishnah, right? Yavo Zakai v'yechaper alachayiv, v'al Yavo Chay v'yechaper alachayiv. That's what we said yesterday. That first he has to do the vidui of himself and his family, and then he does of the Kohanim. There's more here, but let's continue. Don't let me not say the Pnei Yeshua. Amar Mar Ein Li Ela B'Shas Haktara. So what was the Havamina that the Issa would only apply B'Shas Haktaras Haktaras? My Mashma, why would I have thought that? That you need to explain lachaper includes damim. What gave me the impression that it's only by the haktara? Amar Rava, v'chin Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, v'chin Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Kra, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beiso, v'ad kol kal Yisrael. Because the first it says kapara. Ezeo kapara sheshava lo ula beiso lacheva kohanim ula chol kahal Yisrael. Which act brings atonement for everybody? For everybody. Which act brings atonement for everybody? Havi Omer ze haktores haktores. That's the ktores that brings kapara for everybody. Rashi says on the third line that the matam damim is not shaveh because there's different matnas dam. The par is machaper for the kohen gadol and the kohanim. But the Seir is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. So only the Ktores works for everyone, and that's why if you have a Chiper, we would have thought it's the Avoda of the Ktores, and not the Matam Damim. Says the Gemara, really? The Ktores Mechaperas? Is the Ktores really Mechaper? I thought it's just a unique, special Avoda. The answer is, in yes. Tani Rabbi Chananya, Lamanu L'Ktores Shemechaper, Shenemar, Vayiten Es HaKtores, Vayechaper Ala'am. You see there, later in Bamidbar, that the Ktores is Mechaper, V'tani Dver Rabbi Yishmael, Alma Ktores Mechaperes, Alashon Hara. Lashon Hara is Mechaper for, why? Yavo Dover Bechashoi, Shebechashoi, V'yechaper Al-Maisa Chashoi. Let something in secret come and be Mechaper on something in secret. What does that mean? How is Lashon Hara in secret? Okay, we can understand. Even though you can say Lashon Hara in public also. But Lashon Hara is also in secret. How is the Ktores in secret? So the Pashas you would have said is, it's done where nobody sees it. That's the posh, the simple understanding. It's done in private. That's what we've just been talking about. That it's not nobody's allowed to be inside. But the Rishonim here say that explanation really doesn't work because the Matan Damim is also done inside. And nobody's there. So that's to be something more unique to the Ktores. So they say, Chashoi means a couple of suggestions. Number one is the Rit for the Tosafot Yerushalmi both say, by the Matan Damim, the Kohen has to talk. Achaz, achaz v'achaz, achaz u'shtayim. See, he counts, as we'll get to later on. But by the Ktores, it's silent. Nothing said. That's Dabar Bechashoi. Don't say anything. That's what the Tosafot Yerushalmi here says, that there is no dibur that is involved. That's a second idea. Again, number one might be where it is, which is still difficult. Number two is there's no dibur involved. And the third idea that the Ritva mentions is that its kapara is not mefurish in the context of Yom Kippur. Unlike the Matan Damim, it says v'kiper. So he says here, Pirshubo, the Ritva quotes only the deal that I mentioned. The Tosafot Yerushalmi says the other pshat. He says at the end, turning over the page, he says, where's the Lashon? Here it is, on top. Yavo davar shebachashoi, shaharei ein kaparaso mifureshes, alma, kemosh b'matan damim shekaparasan mifureshes l'davar acharkach. So it's another idea, he quotes that from Rebbe Elchanan, to explain what is davar shebachashoi mean. Chavetz Chaim has the ha'ara classically. If I would have said this without a name, you would have said it was the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says, you need the Ktores on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim, the holiest man on the holiest day in the holiest place, to help him mechaper for Lashon Hara. Says, nothing short of that will be mechaper on Lashon Hara. The Chumrah of that area of Halacha. You know, it said, Yavo Davar Shebachashoi, you need the Ktores on Yom Kippur to be mechaper for the Avera of Lashon Hara. Okay. That is all relating to the Isser of separating and having the Kohen Gadol by himself being Ulam Olam Mizbeach. Let's get to you. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah. This Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, one of the first parak in Kelim, lists off the first half of the parak is all about the levels of Tumah. Levels of Tumah, what's an Aviavos, and Avatum, and the different levels of Avatum. That's the first half, because it's all about Maseches Kelim, the beginning of Seder Taros. And then the second half of the parak, once we're listing levels, we list off the Eser Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah there, Tznan Hasam. The Mishnah there describes what is the unique level of sanctity to each level. Going from out to in, Eretz Yisrael, Har Habayis, Cheol, Azara, Bein ha'ulam v'lam izbeach, ulam heichal kodesh kodashim. It goes all the way in. But one of the differences listed is the area between the ulam and the mizbeach. We know, remember to keep the structure in mind, when you walk into the azara, the nikinar doors, right, we had earlier. Well, the nikinar doors, you walk in, there's 22 amos in front of you. The first 11 amos are the Ezra, called the Ezras Yisrael, where the Yisraelim could be. The next 11 amos are the Ezras Kohanim. Then you have the mizbeach, 32 by 32, and then you have another 22 amos between the ulam and the mizbeach. Right, from the mizbeach to the ulam. If you keep going on the left side, I mean on the south side is the kiyar, right over there. But yeah, those amos. So we're going to talk about that area now between the ulam and the mizbeach. So the areas are Kodesh Kadashim, Heichal, ulam v'mizbeach. Those are the areas that we're going to talk about right now. Says the Mishnah, Parshin mi bein ulam v'mizbeach b'shas haktara. So the Mishnah says during the haktara of the ktores, nobody's allowed to be not only not in the Heichal or in the Ulam, but not even in this area, on the west side of the Mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shas Haktara De Heichal. This is only, this halacha, that the Mishnah Caleb is not talking about Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Caleb is just talking about Haktara. This is only by the Haktara that you do on the Mizbeach HaZahav, on the Heichal. So if you're doing Haktara in the Heichal, you got to be out from the area outside the Heichal. If you're all the way, you only have to be one area removed. So if the haktar is going on in the Kodesh Kadashim, then you're just not allowed to be in the Heichal. But if the haktar is in the Heichal, then you can't be Bein Olam Ala Mizbeach. That is the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. Or some say it was anonymously in the name of Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Sheparshin Mi Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach Pashas Haktara. Says Rabbi Yossi, just like you have to separate Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach in that area at the time of Haktara, Kach Parshin Pashas Matan, so too, you can't be in that area at the time of all the Zrikos Pnimi, which are not only on Yom Kippur, Pashas Matan Par Koin Mashiach. We know a special day whenever a Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, that's Mechayev HaChatas, it's a special type of Chatas, and the Zrikas are done also inside, on the Mizbeach HaZav. Upar Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, right, all of Mesechus Harios is about that, where the Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly, and most of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael follow them on an Aveira that's Chayev Chatas and Kares. So instead of every single individual bringing a carbon, Bezdin brings a carbon. The Pilem Davar Shal Tzibur. V'si'iri Avodas Kochavim, and also the special Si'ir brought for the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. So not only do we have to separate Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach during the Haktara, but also during the Zrikas Hadam of these carbonos. Says the Gemara, so because this is all, so the Heichal and Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach have these halachas of Prisha, asks the Brisa. So Lamaisa, what's the difference in halacha between the Heichal and the area outside the Heichal? Hama ma'ala yesh bein ha-Heichal bein umam la-Mizbeach. So what's the Maila? Just parenthetically, Tosva says, what's the Maila? There's a lot of differences. You can't put the menorah outside the Heichal. You can't put the Shulchan, the Kalim. So of course, you can't do the avoda of the Mizbeach HaZav. So Tosva says, you're right. We don't mean that. We mean regarding Prisha, what are the differences? Right, you can't just say, what's the difference in general between Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach to the Heichal? There are plenty of differences. But is there an Isser Kares if you go in there, be a Rekon? A lot of differences. But in terms of this halacha, a pre-show when an avod is being done, how far away do you have to be? Are there any differences between Heichal and Bein Ha'ulam Ala Mizbeach? That's the question. You can't understand that line of the Gemara without that ha'ara of Tosfos. You see, it's the second to bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tuva Ika! The Mizbeach Azav Menorah V'Shulchan Matan Damim Masha'en Kei Bein Ha'ulam Mizbeach. So we're going to Prisha. So Tosva says, now back in the Braisa, so what's the difference? Ella, Shebehe, and this is the line that we're going to focus on, Shebeheichal Parshin Bein B'Shas Haktara Bein B'Shlo B'Shas Haktara. In the Heichal, you now would be in the Heichal during Haktara, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and not during Haktara V'Lefnai V'Lefnim. What does that mean? So we think that means, at least in the Havamina here, you have to be out of the Heichal no matter what's being done in the Kodesh Kodashim, whether it's Ktoris or whether it's Matan Damim. That's the Havamina. So the Heichal, you have to be out no matter what's going on in the Kodesh Kodashim. Ubein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach, and between the outer area, Ein Parshin Ela B'Shas Haktara. You only have to be out during the Haktara Lefnai V'Lefnim, but not during the Zrikos Lefnai V'Lefnim. But what do you see from the Braisa? That at least during the Haktara Lefnai V'Lefnim, you have to be out of Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach. That's against Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar just said, you only have to be one area away. If it's in the Kodesh Kodashim, you could be Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach. That's the Gemara's Diyuk. B'Shas Haktara Mi Yaparshi. But at least during the Haktara of the Ktoris in the Kodesh Kodashim, you have to be out, even from Ulam V'la Mizbeach. So Ma'ila B'Shas Haktara D'Lefnai V'Lefnim. Didn't we have this understanding, as we just explained? That's what the Braisa means. So the Gemara says, no. or misunderstanding the Braisa. Lo, b'sha'as haktara de'heichal. No, it means during the haktara of the heichal. That's when you have to be out of the heichal and bein ha'ula v'lamizdeach. But in a chinami, during the haktara of l'fnai v'lufnim, you don't have to be parish from the ulam v'lamizdeach. Says the Gemara, what, if it's talking about the haktara of the heichal, then we have another problem. Ihachi hama maila v'sulo. What, then this is the only difference that you could come up with? But ma'ika hamala, there's the following difference between the heichal and the bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach. Dilo mehechal parshi bein b'shas haktara didei bein b'shas haktara delefnai v'lefnim. The heichal, you have to be out during its haktara and during the haktara of lefnai v'lefnim. Dilo bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach lo parshi el b'shas haktara de heichal. If we're fitting it into Rabbi Elazar Shita, so there, why doesn't the Braisa list that difference between them? So the Gemara says haktani, it did say that. That's exactly what the Braisa means. We misunderstood the Braisa. When the Braisa says the Maila, this is how we should understand it. Ela shebehechol parshin, bein b'shas haktara, bein shlo b'shas haktara. What does it mean, shlo b'shas haktara? It's shas haktara. Ubein ha'ula v'lam izbeach, ein parshin ela b'shas haktara. Only b'shas haktara of the heichol, but not the shas haktara of l'fnai v'lefnim. So we worked into the words, Rabbi Lazar's Shita. One more section. No, lav dafka Yom Kippur. Haktar of the Heichal is every day. V'ha'ika ha'maila. Aye, there's another difference. T'ilu me'heichal parshi bein b'kedusha didei bein b'kedusha to l'fnai v'lefim. From the Heichal, you have to separate during the kedusha here means the matan damim. During the zrikas adam, it's own in the Heichal or from the kodesh kadashim. V'ilu me'bein ha'ulam v'lam is beach lo parshi la b'kedusha de Heichal. Is that another difference? Which is the parallel avodos. The Gemara says Amar Rava shein prisha achasi. It's included. Meaning, when we say prisha of haktara, it also means any of the unique avodos that are done during this time, not only the Torahs, but also the matan damim. Those are the special avodos that are done, and it's all included in the line of prisha. Period. One more line. Amar mar, kach parshim shas matan parko mashiach baron dovashal tzibur, visir avodos kochavim, right? All the special chatos pnimios, minolan, how do you know? You have to separate during those times. Amar rabbi pitas, asi kapara kapara miyama kippur. Okay, special Gzeira Shava. The Gemara Meseches Gittin on Dav Nun Dalad Amabez quotes our Gemara, our Pasuk, I should say. Lo Yava Lo Amo, nobody should be inside besides the Kohen Gadol. That's the Pasuk that proves that a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol is believed to say, I was Mefagel the Karbon. I messed it up. Because after all, there's nobody else inside. So, if a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, what if a Kohen says, I was Mefagel, you know, I had thoughts, or I said it, there's a Machlokas Mishonim, whether a Kohen has to say it, or he could just think it, by any of the problematic Machshavos, Pigol, Shalol, Lishma, any of them. So, there are no witnesses, especially according to the opinion that you don't have to say, Rashi says, just think it, you don't even have to say it. But even if you said it, you could have said it privately. So, how do you know if a Kohen says, I was Mefagel? So, do we say the usual principle of Ein Adam Eitzem Asma Rasha? You can't admit that you did something wrong. Right, you're not allowed to do that. You can't self-incriminate yourself. Or do we say, no, you believe. So the Gemara proves from this pasuk, lo yavo lo amoed, that it has to be that the Kohen Gadol is believed. And memela every Kohen, because he's alone. He's alone. Says the Pnei Yeshua there in Meseches Gittin. Yesh l'tamua, heich shayach lomar, shahatorah ha'aminto. How can you say that the Torah believes? Kivan shalo matzanu betar befeirish, to Kohen Gadol meheman lomar, shenis pagel befnim. Right? How do you know? It doesn't say explicitly. V'dilma inachinami, dolo mehemen. Maybe he's alone, but you still don't believe him if he comes out. No, tough. We don't believe you that you're mafagel. How do we know that? It's not isurin here, it's avoda. So v'nirlin is daiti, says the Bnei Yeshua, you'd be going in a circle of logic if you don't believe the Kohen. Why? T'migufa t'kra da'yikachi. T'chsiv lo yichal adam lo yeba olmoi. V'isak adayla dolo mehemen. If you say he's not believed, so what happens if the Kohen Gadol comes out and says, I was Mefagel. Then what do? We force him to continue? But he can't. Shavi anafshi chaticha di yisura. Right? Legabe himself, right? If somebody comes and says, a piece of meat is treif. It has a cheskas, heter, we know it's, but he can't eat it. Because shavi anafshi chaticha di yisura. So we need him to do the avoda, but he said he can't do the avoda, because so we're going to get another Kohen Gadol to do it. But then what's going to do with that other Kohen Gadol? Is he going to get a new seer? But maybe the first one we said is not the problem. But the first one belongs to the first. So you're just going to be stuck. So you're not going to know what to do. It says Suva Masil Mevichar Avodos Matan Dam Al Mizbeach V'Yaktora Haktoras Emurin Dola Gabeid Dinaf Shei Shavi Chadich Liisura Lakrav Karbanos Shekfarnis Paglu V'Kol Avodos Nifsulu Shetzvichan Lios Al Asayder. He says V'Imkain Heich Amr Torah V'Kol Adam. How could the Torah then take this risk that nobody's allowed to be in with him? It must be that he's believed. Must be that if he comes out, he's believed. And if he's believed, all Kohanim are believed. This is the source, though. Says the Pnei Yeshua, says the based on the Gemara there in Gittin Nundalin, that a Kohen Gadol and Kohanim are believed in these circumstances. Good. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Acha Bar Ahava. Once we brought up the Mishnah in Kalim that lists off the 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, Shema Mina Ma'alos Da'araisa. Shema Mina, I see from the previous Gemara, and we'll see. The Gemara will explicate it. It must be those are all levels Da'araisa. V'hachi gemiri lehu, and this is the Misora. V'hachi gemiri lehu, all over Shas, Rashi always says, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. The Rambam doesn't say that, but the Rashi always says that. He says it here too. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai, v'hachi gemiri lehu. It must be that these levels are d'oraisa. Which levels? For the Mishnah of Kalim. So Rashi says, ma'alo shemanu chachamim. Sounds like all of them. All of them. Eretz Yisrael, Harabayis, Chel, Ezras Nashim, all the levels. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, he assumes that the levels outside the Ezras Noshim, for example, is no difference on the Daraisa level than Harabayis. No difference. We mentioned this actually a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about Mechitza. Remember that Tshuva of Moshe Feinstein about what the Sorig, what unique, what's significant about the Sorig, and how can you build it with wood, and the Isser of building an Asherah, Becholetz. We discussed with Moshe that he maybe finds some Daraisa differences between Ezras Noshim and outside. But the Tosfos Yeshanim here says, that the milos here that's being referred to are the inner milos. The Azara, Beinu Lama Mizbeach, and the Kodet, those milos are d'oraisa different levels. So let's read the Gemara. So Shvamina milos d'oraisa, d'achi gimir lehu, d'isaka daitach d'rabanan. Because if you say it's all d'rabanan, meaning, if you say the Azara and Beinu Lama Mizbeach are all one Kedusha, so then, Maishna Beinu Lama Mizbeach. Dilmi Mikri Va'ayli, why do we say, Beina Ulam Alam Mizbeach, you're not allowed to be in there, because you might come and go in when you're not supposed to. Mikul Azor Nami Nifreshu. Dilma Mikri Va'ayli, Mikri Va'ayli, maybe you'll go in. Meaning, if these, on a Daraisa level, Beina Ulam Alam Mizbeach, and the Azara are all one level of Kedusha, then if the Rabbananer goes there, and we have a din that you can't be close by, so how can they be Mechalik between different areas? It's all Azara. Says the Gemara, no. It makes sense that there could be a distinction. There's nothing stopping you. You're right outside the Heichal. So you might get so excited and enthralled with what's going on inside, you might run in. When it comes to the Azara, though, there's a hecker. Right? Whenever you have a physical structure, we always say that's good enough to remind you of something. Right? V'hilchos nida. Right? But during the time when a wife is at nida, you need a hecker if they're alone. Right? Because a physical structure will remind you. See here too. Or hilchos Shabbos. Right? You have something on the coals. Right? Shem yechates. You have to cover the coals. Oh, that's a hecker. So many areas of halacha. If you have a physical structure there, you will remember. Amar Rav Shvamina, you also see from here, Kedushas Ulam, the Heichal Chada Milsehi. It must be that the Ulam, and this is a Machlokas Tanoim, we're going to refer to both opinions, the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Heichal must be one Kedusha. If it's two, so then Ulam Gufe Gzera. Ulam itself is an Isidra Rabbanan. You can't be in the Ulam because you might come into the Heichal. So, if you say the Azara now is a second stage, Veneka Menigzer Gzera L'Gzera. So that's why it must be the Ulam and the Heichal are one, and therefore Beinu Ulam Mizbeach is just Gzeira, not step number one. So where it says, no Raya, lo, Ulam Ubeinu Ulam Mizbeach Ad Kedushahi. No, it could be that the Ulam and Beinu Ulam Mizbeach is one Kedusha. So once you goes there on the Ulam, you also goes there, Beinu Ulam Mizbeach. Heichal Ulam Shtei Kedushas. So the Ulam shares Kedusha with somewhere. We just don't know where, that's the Machlokas. Is the Ulam like Pnimi, or the Ulam is like Chitzoni, but the Ulam has a special status nonetheless. Period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, every day, how was the Avodah of Torah done? He used a silver shovel, poured it into a golden shovel, and then went in. On Yom Kippur, no, he used golden. My time, huh? Why? What's the reason? So the question here is, what's the reason we don't use gold every day? HaTorah chasam amon shel Yisrael. The Torah is chas, Torah is rachmanis on the money of the Jews, and if we use gold, it gets rubbed out over time. If we use that every day. and therefore we'd have to get new golden shovels. And therefore, where the Torah says Hashem has rachmanis on us, right? The Torah, the Rashi says Yerchas al Amonan va'ananami chasinan, and we also the Torah is chas. Where's the Torah chas? What's the makar? We'll mention it in a second. But we are also chas. We had this earlier. You see, lamit tasaman al at the beginning of the parak. Beginning of Torah Pakalfi, we already had a Torah Chasa Mamon Hashem Yisrael by not requiring the Kalfi to be gold. Right? That's requiring it to be gold. Torah Chasa. We mentioned then, this is a major sugya. There are two main sources for this halacha in the Torah. One of them is the Mishnah Nagaim. That's a more well-known source. Mishnah Nagaim tells us when a Kohen is about to declare the house of Tzaras, Tzarua, he says, take out all the Kalim. Take out all the kelim. Why? What's the big deal? So they'll become tame. You'll be tovel then. Right? The answer is no. There are certain kelim that cannot be tovel, the klicheres. And therefore you see, the Torah says, remove all the klicheres. So Torah is chas on people's property. So surely we should be chas. But there's another makar, the Gemara Menachas, Antaf Ayin Vavim Abeis, quotes the pasuk by the Be'er, when Moshe hits the rock, v'hishkisa es ha'eda v'es bi'iram. Right? You should give water to the congregation and to the animals. So you see, even the animals, the Gemara learns out of Menachas, that also is a source. What do you need both sources for? What do you need both sources? That's the Noda Behuda's Kasha. What do you need both sources for? My two dinim daraisa. So explains the Noda Behuda. If you would have only had the source of HaTorah Chasa, Mamon and Sheyisrael, says the Noda Behuda, Sheharaya mevesh kisa chazaka yoser. Kimesha kata vesira koim veupanu. Sham eimba zachidish din. Shere vadai. Lama yelo yachos ala mamon. By the mitzora, why not? Why not take everything out beforehand? There's no hefsid. Ava mayim sheyatsu menasela. But getting the water out of a rock, that's a nace. You're gonna get more miraculous water out just for the animals? That's HaTorah Chasa Mamon Shei Yisrael. That's the chidish of that pasuk. And then the other way, just that one, there's only a raya that Torah's Chasa Mamon Shel Rabim. How do you know that we will Chasa Mamon Shel Kol Yachid V'Yachid? That's why you need the Mitzorah Halacha. That each person, each individual's house. So now the Behuda goes through, this is we're going to look it up in Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Kuf Samach, why you need both sources. But again, we mentioned that this principle really contradicts another principle, and that is Ein Anias B'Makom Ashiris. That in the Beis Hamikdash we don't cut corners. If the Kohanim gets stains on their begadim, we don't wash them. Right? Ein Anias B'Makom Ashiris. Right? We don't cut corners. There's different places where we find the principle of Ein Anias B'Makom Ashiris. But the Mefarshim point out these two principles contradict each other, and there are different answers given: Hefsid Meruba, Hefsid Muat. But the real answer is probably the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael in Tamid says, Hadavar talui b'shikol das chachamim, lefazer o litzamsem. There's no one rule. The Chazal figure out when the Torah would mean this and when the Torah would mean that. You have to just put all the sources together and try to come up with one consistent rule. Good. Continuing the Gemara. Vayom chote b'shal zavu b'hoi machnis. But today he used the golden one, and he didn't switch it. He just used that one. My time, Mishum Choshet the Kohen Gadol. It's one less avoda for the Kohen Gadol to do. He goes straight in with the coals. Bechol Yom Bishel Arbaas Kavim Rechulu Tanur Nispazu Lo Kav Gechol Lemechadim La'amba. As the measurements in the Mishnah mentioned, the one that you got shoveled with and was bigger than the one you poured it into. So some coals are going to fall on the floor. So the coals that fall on the floor, you are mechabi, you sweep up into the ama, into the aqueduct that carries it out. Tani chadaka v'tani yida kabayim. Some say a kav fell out, some say two fell out. Bishlama hakta tani kav rabbanan. That's the rabbanans. It's one kav less. Ela hakta tani kabayim mani, lo rabbanan v'lo rabbiosi. The math doesn't work out. According to any of the opinions, that there's a difference of two. So Amar Rav Chisda, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah, the Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokah, Omer b'shal kabayim haya machnis, he uses a two kabayim once v'machnis, so the math then has two falling onto the floor. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Teimer Rabbi Yossi, no, even Rabbi Yossi's opinion, v'hachi kamar, b'chal yom hayachote b'shal sa'am midbaris, everyone uses sa'am, right, it's different measurements, so sa'am midbaris, which is five kav yushalmis, u'ma'ar lotok shloshes kav yushalmios, so again, two kav fall on the floor. Bechol yom ha'isa kveda v'yom kala. Every day it was heavy and today it was light. Tana bechol yom ha'isa galada ava. It had used thin metal for its sides. V'hayom rach, and today, every day it was thick and today it was thin. Bechol yom ha'isa katsara. Vayom Arucha, its handle today was long. My time, Kadesha Tiezro, Oshel Kohen Gadol Misayaso. He needs the help, it's a heavy shovel and he's fasting, so a long handle allows him to put it under his arm, and in that way he has more strength. Tana, Bechol Yom, Lo Hayala Niashtik. Every day there was no Niashtik. Vahayom Hayala Niashtik. Divrei Ben Haskan. Right, and today there was a Niashtik, and that's what Ben Haskan, unusual name. Also, what's a Niashtik? So, at least three pshatim. Rashi says it was a ring, a taba'as, sheberosha, shemekashkeshes, a ring at the edge of the shovel that made noise. Why do you need the ring for? The Torah says this, v'nishma b'vo ala kodesh, the Torah says that by the me'il. By the me'il, which the, with the bells on the bottom, but he didn't wear the me'il into the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's why you need something else to make noise, to be mekayim that pasuk of Nishma Bavo Al HaKodesh, and that's why you put a ring there that rings. That's Rashi. Tosfos here quotes the Riva. No. Tosfos says, remember, you take the coals out, and you're going to put it down, it's going to be boiling hot, it's going to make the metal really hot. So you're not going to be able to hold it, you're going to burn yourself. So an yashik sounds like it's like an oven glove. Or haya asui saviv yada shalmachta lechoz b'shalo yichaveh. But it's an oven glove, so one doesn't burn oneself. And the Meiri here says it's a stand, because usually the kohen, the ketores throughout the whole year, you don't put it down anywhere. You just pour it onto the mizbeach hazav and finish. But he's going to put it down. He put the ketores onto it. You're going to leave it in the kodesh kodashim. So you need like a holder on the bottom to hold it, because it's pointy at the bottom. The machta. It's round at the bottom. So it says the Me'iri, that's what it means. The stand that was used. Oh, three pshatim. What exactly is a ni'ashtik? And just to end, we'll have to start tomorrow, Beis Hashem, with a Gvuras Ari on this Gemara. But just to end today with the words again of Rav Soloveitchik, that he says, you would have thought, well, from Rashi's pshat, that you need the noise. Mashmi dvarav, de be'inon shebefoal, yashmiya hakohen agadol kol bevoal hakodesh penima. Sounds like you need positively to make noise. So on Yom Kippur, we don't have the me'il, he has to have this. He says, dvarim b'chudashim l'gmadai. It's a big chiddush. De l'ch'ora lo nomar v'nishba kolo bedin hilchas avoda o bias mikdash. Making noise, pashtus, is just a description of the begadim. It's not a din of the, what if the Kohen Gadol walks very slowly and they don't ring? Well, that's a problem. In the psukim in Tetzaveh, it sounds like it's just a din of the big day kahuna. But you see from here that it's a din in the avoda itself. And even though the big day lovin don't have it, you have to somehow make some noise. Make some noise b'vo al hakodesh, and that's the chiddush of Rashi's pshat. Again, there's more about this. Tomorrow we'll start with the Gvuras Ari about pouring the coals on top of each other, getting into Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Tarfa Kalfi coming up.